Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This is Master Mark Sirianis. Welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. I am your host, a fourth Don, and the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. It is crazy that we've been doing this show for so long that we are now into our second cycle of Olympic qualifying discussions. I kind of was shocked myself. I went back and saw that we did a show and an article on the Olympic qualifiers for 2020. So, over the last few days, as we approach the Olympics, the IOC released the Olympic qualifying information for athletes who are looking for the NGOs, the national NGBs, the national governing bodies, to be able to guide them in accordance with their athletes for Paris 2024. And my recollection is, although I'm not sure about this, that the host country, France, will have additional slots for athletes and referees. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline, your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines and the latest matchup reports for this year's NBA playoffs. BetOnline is your sports intel headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your insider sports wagering needs, from basketball, MLB, NHL, hockey, golf, to UFC and boxing. The latest and easiest way to get your betting information, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your home. Get into the action today and head over to their website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to join, and be sure to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% bonus on your first deposit. Make sure you use that promo code. Why would you leave 50% of your money on the table? BetOnline, where the games start. So, as I indicated, we are talking about the election procedures. We are going to link in the show notes this information. It's a massive amount of information. Much of it relates to the things that you don't need to do to qualify, the specifics or the exceptions that the NGBs like USAT, in my example, need to do. So you need to have all of the normal things that you would need in your home country. You know, in the United States, you need to be a national of the U.S. at the time of the selection, and you need to have a valid passport, which will not expire until 6 months after the conclusion of the games. All normal stuff. You need to be someone who has be a national of this country in order to be able to represent the U.S. So, you know, it eliminates, with the exception of things like refugee and things of that nature, it eliminates forum shopping, right, to some degree. You can take that path along the way as you go closer to the Olympics and represent a certain country, but you can't just at the last minute make a decision to represent a certain country because maybe you didn't qualify in your country, okay? There are, from the International Federation Standards, which is the WT, you must be a holder of a Taekwondo Dan issued by the Kukyuan. I do believe, from my recollection from the last time we did this, that there was some sort of a joint agreement between the ITF and the Kukyoan that allowed some of their athletes to participate, but I don't see that specifically here. I would need to check on it, but that was one of my recollections. You must hold a WT Global Athlete License. That's something that anybody who's competing in WT events would have to have, and you must be at least 17 years of age based upon the date of birth. Again, we're talking about, we'll get to this later, but black belt world class seniors, right? This is not for ultras or not for cadets. It's for black belt seniors to be able. So, again, there are a ton of information here, which I'm going to link up. But the idea is that your minimum is that either you are have Olympic ranking or Grand Slam ranking based upon a number of different qualifications. These really are the way that it seems to be come down, the way it seems to be most reduced, that you're a medal winner in any competition listed on the WT calendar between June 2022 and May 2024, that's the period we're talking about. Ranked 20th place at least in the WT ranking between that period, or have advanced to the round of 16 or higher at the World Taekwondo Championships. So that's a way to sort of bypass the other. You must advance to the quarterfinals or higher at a continental Taekwondo Championships, which in our case, in this area, our Continental Taekwondo Championships would be a PATU event, held between June 1st, 2022 and May 1st, 2024, or be the winner of your National Taekwondo Championships held between June 22nd and May 2024. So there will not be a national championship in the U.S. prior in 2024 to May, so it's either going to be those people that were in the 2022 or 2023, the one upcoming. If you're a winner in the senior division, then you would potentially qualify. That doesn't mean you automatically are going to go, but it eliminates the pool, right? USAT member, we said, senior black belt division, 18 or older, and you must go through the normal background checks here. So all of those things are the same things you need really to appear in any event. Criminal background check, safe sport if you're eligible, and things of that nature. Let's turn this over to a word from our sponsor.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Okay, we are back. So, there are a number of events that are listed over the course of the 4 years that would athletes could have medaled at that would help them to qualify and be in that pool. They include the World Taekwondo Championships that are going to take place now in Baku, a number of the Grand Prix events, the one that was in Rome, Paris, Manchester, England, okay, Pan Am Games in Santiago, Chile, so on and so forth. So again, this is pretty detailed, and I would ask that you, if you you probably, if you've qualified in that those events, you know, but if you have any interest in it, you can go back and read these sections and the list of events that would make you eligible. At the end of the day, when we are down to having the folks selected in a random pool, and of course they have to meet the weight categories for that the Olympics has outlined, there will be potential Olympic qualifying events. that will take place probably in the U.S. now. I would guess they're going to take place in North Carolina at the National Center of Excellence. They may still take place, because it's an Olympic thing, in Colorado, if there are still facilities there. I don't even know. At the training center, maybe they take place someplace else. I'm not sure. There are going to be 8 quota places for each nation. Like I said, I think that France may have more, 4 for males and 4 for females. That's nothing new. That's nothing unusual. That's the way it has been. Throughout, there will be the athletes that will be there to qualify and those that are going to be backup. There'll be backup slots probably in each of the weight categories. The U.S. weight, and then there's committees of athletes and coaches that are made up, that have gone through all of the screening processes, the weight processes, the ethics processes, and things of that nature. And there's a number of things, as those athletes get closer, that may end up having them be eliminated. Maybe as simple as their documentation's not in order. It may be that their personal schedule, hopefully it wouldn't be something as a result of finances, but perhaps their physical situation, right? So we know that, for example, gold medal winning Anna Zolotich is undergoing physical therapy and maybe had to have some surgery and therefore may not be eligible. So that, you know, certainly can happen at any time. So that would certainly be a factor that would lead to those spots being filled by people that perhaps weren't as highly ranked or didn't have the same qualifications, but yet earned an opportunity to be there. Then at the end of the day, they have to go through all of the training qualifications, the camps, paperwork, all of those things. It really is, to some degree, if you think about it, pretty miraculous, because you have a 4-year period of time with which thousands of athletes, you know, vie for 4 spots, right? 4 and 4 on either end. And they fight, they compete, they train. And there's so many things that work against them, whether it be their health or whether it be, you know, just the qualifications. And they fight and they vie for these coveted spots to represent the U.S. And when you think about it that way and you look at that pool and you look at all the things, and then, you know, sometimes it's things that are completely out of their hands, like the weight classes, although the weight classes have been relatively the same, I think, for all the modern recent Olympics. But the fact is that all of that training, all of that passion, all of the money spent, all of the training, and it's going to come down to 4 people, 4 males, 4 females, who are going to earn those coveted spots. It really does put it in a different light in terms of how coveted they really are, how difficult that is, and what an amazing accomplishment that is to be able to represent your country in the Olympics, especially in a place like U.S. where Taekwondo is so vibrant. You know, if you come from a really small country, you may have the same amount of slots as the U.S. It's sort of like the U.S. Senate, right? Regardless of the population, the slots are the slots. And so as a result, we have so many players, such a long competitive history, and it comes down to that. So we'll see what happens. If you do have an interest in these slots, check out the link below. Stay active. Stay informed, and we will get back to you. If you have any questions, we will be sure to try to answer them, and we will certainly be covering the road to the Olympics as we approach. We're already halfway through 2023. The Nationals are 45 days away. The last Nationals before the Olympics, and Paris is really around the corner. So this is Master Mark Sirianis. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. I look forward to seeing you on the mat.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.